Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto you from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us sing, congregation, from Psalter 134, the stanzas 1 and 2. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace. Men sing thy praise, O God, where'er thy name is known. By every deed thy hand hath wrought, thy righteousness is shown. 1 and 2 of Psalter 134.
Read from God's holy word from Romans 9, 1 through 18. But before the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will read from Romans 9, 1 through 18. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory and the covenants, and the giving of the law and the service of God, and the promises, whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken on effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore had the mercy of whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thus far.
Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing upon our gathering. Almighty, eternal, and everlasting God, it is in the evening of this thy day that we may come together in thy house of prayer around about thy holy word and testimony. May it please thee, Lord, to give yet the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and that thy holy and thy precious name may be honored and glorified. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have just heard it out of thy holy word that what thou doth will, that shall come to pass, And Lord, thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, give yet that we may bow before thee in the dust, that thy holy name may be honored, and Lord, that it may be the set time of Zion, that thou would work with thy spirit in the hearts of sinners. Oh, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Lord, justly thou couldst put us aside, but thou hast yet patience with us, and thou dost give unto us that thy word comes before us, and thy word tells us, this is the way, walk ye therein. Lord, it is but a little time that we are here upon this earth, and then our days will come to an end. May it yet please thee then to grant unto us that we look to thee for our help. Unto whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou art the Almighty God. Thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All give yet that we may humbly draw nigh to thee, and that thou would crown us with thy loving kindness and with thy tender mercies. Gracious and eternal God, work then almightily in the hearts of sinners, and that thy name may be magnified. Oh, thou art so worthy to receive all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Lord, wilt thou then be mindful of each one, but that it may be the set time of Zion, and it may be the hour of thy working in the hearts of sinners, oh, that thou may yet be nigh unto us, and that it may be that thou would work almightily in the hearts of boys and girls, of men and women, of our young people, that thou would cause thy face to shine within their hearts, and that they may testify that thou hast wrought a good work within their souls. Give then that it may be according to thy holy will. Tonight we have come together to hear that thy will be done. Lord, what shall it be, that if we are not on thy account, if we have not the grace that thou giveth unto thy own, then it had been better that we never were born. O Lord, give then that we don't look to self, but only look to thee alone. Remember all the needs and the cares of each one. Some have greater cares than others, sick and afflicted. Be nigh to them. Thou knowest each one. Some are bound in their homes and cannot come gather with us. Lord, it may be young ones or older ones. Wilt thou then be mindful of them? Remember, Lord Jaden, who has been so seriously ill in the hospital and has returned home. Thus far, thou hast made it well. It could have been so different. Lord, be mindful of the young boy and give that he may recover well and that he may go in and out again. Lord, we think of others, her who has to be in the hospital, be admitted in this week. Lord, she needs surgery. Be thou that great physician, and that thou canst yet give healing in time of need. Thou knoweth all the circumstances, and it is only thy hand that can make it well. Help then also in time of need. Lord, we think of others who are laid up. Oh, give then that thou would, thy hand may be upon them, and that thou would bless and care for them. And then, Lord, we think of the elderly. It is evening time in their lives. Oh, wilt thou yet take reason out of thyself and look upon them and care for them? All the residents of the Bethesda Care Home, look upon them. And now, Lord, one has been taken away by the hand of death. But, O gracious God, remember then the family that remains, and look upon them and care for them. Be thou nigh unto all them that live there, all the residents, all the workers, care for them. And then, Lord, all the widows and widowers, care for them and look upon them. Then they also look to an empty place, and they have to go forward. Thou alone can make it easy. Thou alone can help in time of need. We think of the two who have their birthdays in this week. Lord, give unto them what they need. They are at the age of the strong. Oh, be nigh to them. Look upon them and care for them day by day. Then they and we all need the same thing. Shall it be well for a never-ending eternity? A young couple blessed with a well-born child, Lord, remember the parents. Give them ability to bring up their children in the fear and in the nurture of thy most holy name. Give then, Lord, what is needed to each one. Oh, a reminder to all of us that man goes to his long home and the mourners go about the streets. Lord, wilt thou care for all with the handicapped and those that cannot help themselves? Be mindful of them and care for them. Grant unto them day by day what they need. We also think of the student Braun. Lord, thou hast made it just a bit better in this past week. But, oh, remember him in the unknown future. Then thou knowest the dreadful sickness that he has. wilt thou be on his right and left? And wilt thou help him also from day to day? The needs are many, but thou art great. Thou art that greater Joshua. Thou art the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Parents and children, Lord, we lay them before thee often. The needs are great, and thou alone can help every one of them. Oh, wilt thou then be on their right and left? Give children to obey their parents, but give parents to walk according to thy holy word, and grant unto them light and wisdom from above. It is in thy hand. O gracious God, then we think of all the needs of in the congregation. Wilt thou then help everyone and be nigh to each one? We think of our school, the needs that take place from day to day. Lord, help all the students in the school. Grant unto them what they need. And give wisdom and understanding to the staff. Lord, thou knowest all that they do. Wilt thou help the staff day by day, and especially in the instructing of thy holy word and testimony? May that be applied to the hearts of the students, and then all who else will labor in the school. Thou knowest the administrative staff and all the other ones. Be nigh to them and help them. And Lord, give that thy blessing may be upon each one. Give then that it may be to the school board also what they need to carry on day by day and week by week. We bless the labors on mission fields. Lord, thou knowest all the labors that take place in different places, all that in that way that thy kingdom come and thy will be done. And grant that it all may be to the salvation of sinners and to the honor and glory of thy holy name. Remember those laboring in Bolivia. Help them, care for them, supply unto them what they need. And Lord, give that work may be blessed, that the school in Loma Alta may yet be helped, and that they may look unto thee for all their help. It only comes from above. It only comes from thee. And now, Lord, when we lay it all before thee, what shall we say? We are but unprofitable ones. Care then also for the theological students. Bless them, uphold them, and give unto them what they need as they go forward day by day. The needs are many, in and through the denomination. Thou knowest all the needs and all the cares. Lord, wilt thou supply out of thy fullness, and that it may be then to thy honor and to thy glory. Help then also as thy servants. Bring thy word from week to week. Give them ability. Give them strength. Give that they may go forth in the fear of the Lord. And Lord, where some of us are becoming older, oh, wilt thou strengthen each one, and thou knowest the needs of all thy servants. Wilt thou yet grant that they may look to thee, and that thou may provide what is needed time and again. Help then also, Lord, in all the cares, the special needs that are taking place, whether physical or mental, Lord, make it then well, and give that it all may redound to thy honor and to thy glory. The needs are many, but our God is great, his might untold. Oh, what shall we say then? That all things are in thy hand, and thou dost not make an error with all that thou doest. Thou art a perfect God. Thou art the only God, and thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Go with us then in this evening. Help thy servant who is to bring thy word. Give the matters and the words, and grant that it is an easy task tonight, that we may taste something of what we bring, and that it is not for us, but to thy honor and to thy glory. Wash and cleanse us in thy precious blood, forgiving all our sins. That this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue our worship with the singing of Psalter 286 while your offering will be received. He waters the hills with rain from the skies, and plentiful grass and herbs he supplies, supplying the cattle and blessing man's toil with bread in abundance, with wine and with oil. Psalter 286. Dear congregation, we read in Romans 9, verse 15, "For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." There in that verse, we read the eternal counsel of an almighty God. Because when he speaks there, he speaks of "I will." And that is the almighty God, that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he alone reigns and rules. Then we follow that up with Psalm 110 that says in verse 3, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." And that is also so true, because man by nature is not agreeable with the Lord, and they don't want to be willing. But there it says, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." Not our power, but in the power of the Most High God. And then if we look further, even in the book of Psalms, and then it speaks there so clear also in Psalm 40, that it, in verses 7 and 8, "Then I said, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Thus, from place to place, then we read about the will of God. Even if we look further in the New Testament, when we read it in the Gospel of Matthew, then it speaks very clearly there too of the "I wills," because in Matthew 4, verse 19, then we read, "And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Thus, we find it in various parts of Holy Scripture, and then when we find it, then it speaks so clearly about what the Lord has to say to us and what the Lord has given unto us in his holy word. Then when we put those together and we look at it, then we see there that it comes to the point, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." And that we wish to consider tonight out of our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49, question 124. Question 124, what is the third petition? The answer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our our own will, and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Thus far the words of our catechism. With God's help, congregation, then we wish to speak about the third petition, God's will as seen in this third petition. And then we will see three different thoughts in this Lord's Day. First of all, renouncing our will. Secondly, obeying God's will. And in the third place, performing it faithfully. Thus, God's will, as seen in the third petition, renouncing, obeying, and performing. We have heard in the first petition the hallowing of God's name. Then we had followed that up in the second petition with thy kingdom come. And then when we had that, the king who has a kingdom, but Christ said in John 18, my kingdom is not of this world. Thus he had come here upon this earth, and that he had emphasized that his kingdom was not of this world, but it was a spiritual kingdom. And now in the third petition where we are tonight, then it is, thy will be done. When we think of that, thy will be done, then are we so readily able to agree with that? Are we so quickly that we will come up and say, yes, God's will may be done, and I will just take a seat backwards, that the Lord and his will may be completely done? Well, first of all, congregation, then we have to think about what is meant by God's will. What is really meant by God's will? Then the will of God is divided into two parts. The secret will of the Lord and the revealed will of the Lord. And when we consider both of those, they are divided in such a way, the secret will that is hidden and no man nor any angel knows the secret will of God. You and I have no concept of what that means, the secret will of God. That is the will of the being of God. That is the will of God Almighty in his essence and in all things that he has devised before the foundation of this world. Thus, the will of God, that is the being, and that is the deepest cause of all why all things happen. Can we fathom it? No. If we look back to the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 29, then it tells us that the secret things belong to the Lord our God and the revealed to us and to our children. So the secret things, they don't enter our minds. We cannot comprehend it. We cannot fathom it. It is in God's secret will that even the angels in heaven do not know the secret will of God. It says in Revelation 4, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. Thus, this secret will that really is the foundation of all things, and it comes to the point of God's eternal decree. We read here, it says, what is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will. Can we do that so easily, congregation? Can we just step forward and say, yes, this is thy will be done? And we just read that, or we take that, and we say, well, yes, now I can follow that so easy, and I will obey it in such a way? No, it does not lay in our hearts that way. The secret will is hidden. That secret will are all of God's decrees. The secret will are the attributes of an almighty God. And then to delve into that, how can we delve into the secret things of the Lord? Then it is impossible, congregation. But here when we think about it, then that secret will, that is as a foundation for all things that take place from before the foundation of this world. Can you and I look then to what took place before heaven and earth were created?
No.
No, we cannot. But is that secret will then a blessed will? Can we say that? Is that secret will so blessed that we must admire it? We must say, Lord, thy secret will, that is what causes everything to take place here on this earth. And what do we find there, congregation? We find in that secret will of God that he has a people that he has taken from before the foundations of this world. And he had loved them with a love eternal. And he calls them in time. And he places his grace in their hearts. And then they come to a point. Then they may say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. So what takes place? Then they fall. Yeah, they fall under the will of God. And thus, we see that as the secret will. But what do we think about the revealed will? Of the revealed will that is given to us, what is that? Boys and girls, how can we figure that out? The revealed will of God. Now, in its simplicity, let me state it this way. That is God's holy word. That's the first thing. We hear it from Sabbath to Sabbath. We read it in our homes at mealtime. We should be reading it at other times in our homes. But when we talk about the revealed will, that means open, the open will of the Lord, that is God's holy word, and the Lord speaks to us through his word. The Lord speaks to us according to what he has given in a holy way in his holy word. And that comes to each one of us. And when we read it or when we hear it, then it is speaking to our hearts the revealed will. Is the word of God the complete revealed will of the Lord? If I say to a person, yes, well, that's the revealed will of the Lord. Is that to believe that God's word is given to us? Is that the only basis? No, it's another step. That by historical faith, I believe there is an almighty God. He dwells in the heaven of heavens. And his revealed will is that I believe that he has all things in his hand. Now, with a historical faith, that goes so far. But mentally realizing, not savingly, mentally realizing that God is God, and that this is God's holy word, then that is part of the revealed will of the Lord. Does the Lord speak to us through his revealed will? In the Old Testament, especially towards the beginning, then we read often how the Lord literally spoke, to the patriarchs. How the Lord spoke when there was no written word. Then the Lord spoke to that people. Now how do we see that? Then the Lord had spoken to Moses face to face. He came by the burning bush and then the Lord says, I am that I am. So there, then the Lord was revealing himself in just a bit, congregation. Thus, in the revealed will is what God has given us, And it reveals unto us what? And you say, yes, we believe in the revealed will. We believe in the secret will of the Lord. And now when we believe in the revealed will of the Lord, then what is the pit of it? What is the final fact about the revealed will of God? It calls to salvation. That's what it does, congregation. It calls to salvation. The way of salvation. Do you find the way of salvation in the literature of this world? No. Do you find the way of salvation written by someone else? It is in God's holy word. That is where we may find it. And then it is written in such a way that the Spirit takes the word and the Spirit applies it to the heart. And thus, when we think of the revealed will, it shows the way of salvation. It reveals the rule for all people. It consists in the fear of God, in the keeping of His commandments, and to walk according to God's commandments. And thus he says here, that is, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will. That's what he is saying there. Grant that we and all men may renounce our own will. By renounce, put it aside. By the word renounce, that our own will has to be put aside. And we have to look to the Lord. This means we do not have by nature the will of God in us. No. We don't have it. Every gift is a gift from above. And it's granted freely. Fully. It's a complete salvation, a full salvation, a revealed salvation that comes in the heart of a sinner. And with that congregation, what do we see? That it's given from above. Must we say that is something that I can help myself with? And I take it myself? No, we cannot say that. Grace and truth come by Jesus Christ. And then when we think of what this revealed will that God that is spoken of in our catechism, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will, then what does it really come to finally? That it's a gift of God. Everything is a gift of God. And then when we think of it, we and all men, how must we add that up, congregation? That's what it says here, that we and all men may renounce our own will. What would that signify, we and all men? That is, as clear as I can make it, husband, wife, children, grandchildren, members, friends, and even enemies are to renounce their own will. Maybe someone said, is that possible? Can an enemy renounce their own will? Do friends all the members that I mentioned, can they renounce their own will? Well, these words, congregation, they point to what? Then it comes to one word. Those words point to self-denial. And now to deny myself and to put myself back and not to realize it and to say, here, this, the Lord is saying that thy will be done. That as he is speaking here on earth as it is in heaven. And then grant that we and all men may renounce our own will. We find it also in Matthew 16. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Is that so simple? Can man do that, congregation, so simple? That he says here, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Also in Titus, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That's the word of God speaking about when it says renounce our own will. Thus, when we have to have self-denial and to have and to have self-denial, what do we need? We need self-knowledge. And how do I receive self-knowledge? That is the gift from above in the heart of a sinner. That's self-knowledge. And what does self-knowledge teach? That God is God and that I am just the sinner. That God is the Almighty, that He created heaven and earth, that He had done all things perfectly. Self-knowledge, that God is just, right in all that He does, and I, just as it says here, I must give it up, renounce our own will. Thus, then he says, without murmuring, obey thy will. What does it mean more than to renounce? To deny self, to forsake and abandon our own will. When we think of in paradise, it was different. In paradise was a perfect communion between the Creator and the creature. There were no obstacles involved, no. In paradise, man could praise, honor, and glorify a holy God. In paradise, each heart was perfect. And evil came with our deep fall in paradise. Now, when we think about it, congregation, in the heart of every person, there is a throne. In our natural state, the devil is on the throne. And he does all he can to drive a sinner away from the Lord. After our fall, there is enmity instead of love. And thus, that takes place. Now that must be renounced. That must be forsaken. That must be abandoned. And that, how does that take place? Only and only by the work of the blessed Holy Spirit. You say, is there then no other way? No, there is no other way. Can I convert myself? No. Do I have a responsibility to seek the Lord? Yes. Is that stated so clearly in Scripture? Yes. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. And there we have it, that we see it so clearly, congregation, that man must forsake that. Now when we think of it, what I mentioned that the devil is on his throne, Christ said in John 8 that ye are of your father the devil. Now, do I say that to minimize everyone? Do I say that to put us aside? No, that's the working of the Spirit in the heart of a sinner, opening his eyes, unplugging the ear, and giving sense to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to that sinner. And the Holy Spirit speaks about conviction. That is what takes place in the soul. We read of it also in Ezekiel. And when we look at it there in Ezekiel, then it speaks so clear in chapter 36. And then in verse 26, a new heart will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And then what? And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. What does that tell us? What does that really tell us, congregation? It tells us of the one-sided work of grace. That God is everything, and he works that out in the heart of a sinner. Thus, when we think of that, then it is to renounce all the evils that are in the heart. And then he goes on further here, and he says, and without murmuring, obey thy will, which is only good. The will of God, which is only good. And without murmuring, obey thy will. Here we come to an impossibility too. But not on God's side. Not according to God's revealed will that he teaches us. And then really, and we cannot grasp it, then salvation flows out of the secret will of God. Why do I say that? Because salvation has been wrought by an holy and a righteous God. And then that salvation that is applied to the soul, and the sinner becomes guilty, and then there's a longing in the heart that sinner may walk according to God's commandments, and that when it says, thy will be done, they say, Lord, I will, but I cannot. Oh, graciously teach me, Lord. Oh, give me yet insight into those matters, and that thou would work irresistibly, and that I may come to a point in my life of obeying thy will. Is not that statement strong? Is that the way of nature, congregation? No. Anything of grace is not the way of nature. And then it is so easy to obey without murmuring when the Lord lays that in the heart. Oh, then there can be sickness. There can be accidents. There can be loss of loved ones. And if the Lord gives a visit during that time, then that soul can say, Lord, thy will be done. Oh, I may not understand, and I may not be able to comprehend it, but Lord, then it was thy will, that thy will may be done. And then I can fall and obey God's will. Think of Saul on the way to Damascus. Was he such a good man prior to that time, congregation? Then we have to say no. Was Saul taught to obey the Lord? Was he? Absolutely he was. The Lord placed that in his heart. That came by the power of God. Thy will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord gave that in his heart, and then he had fallen on God's side. Think of Hezekiah. He was sick. He was recovering, and he was given to bow before the Lord. And then he had, you know what had taken place? He was showing all his possessions. And God's judgment came upon him. And then we read in 2 Kings 20, verse 19, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. Here is seen a bowing under the will of God's decree. That was Hezekiah. Was he a man of God? Oh, absolutely he was. Did he desire the will of the Lord? Yes. Did he walk in God's commandments? He desired. But he had fallen. Then they had come and he showed all his possessions. Look, this is all mine. And God came and stopped it. God came and showed him that he was boasting about his own thing and he should be boasting about the Lord. Here's a bowing before the Lord and of God's decree. When God sends judgments, do we bow before his will? If you become dreadfully ill, is there a bowing before the Lord? If a loved one is removed, is there a bowing before the Lord? And are you then at the point that you may say, thy will be done? Or is there rebellion in the heart? When trials and troubles, when sorrow and death come among you or upon a person, then to be able to say thy will be done, then we need the power of the Most High God. It does not grow on the tree of our life. No. But he says here, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good, so that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. That everyone, I barely mentioned that a minute ago, that everyone may attend. And then when we read that, then under God's will, each person has their place in life. And then to rebel against that, that's contrary to God's, to the Lord's prayer written in Matthew. And then when we have that, you see parents working with their children. You see children rebelling against parents. Then whoever is in authority over us, teachers in school, parents at home, and whoever it is in whatever class, then they are laboring for the welfare of your soul, and they are looking unto you that you may hear what the Lord hath to say. And then if we take that further, congregation, that even with thy will be done, that involves the leaders of the nation. The times are evil. There are so many things contrary to God's holy word. But the Lord here in Matthew, in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. Can we see the duties that are upon each one? And then it says, to do them as willingly and faithfully as the angels in heaven. Is that possible? Is that really possible? Well, not of our own account, congregation. No. But now the Lord, the explainers of the catechism are stating here, that's what's necessary, that it may be done in such a way, and that each one, when this is willingly and faithfully, that they may use the God-given talents that they receive, and then to walk according to God's commandments, willingly and faithfully. Angels are here given as an example. Well, they do the work of the Lord. It says angels are ministering spirits sent to the church of God and for God's cause. That's what they are. They are active every day. And then there's the angel of the covenant, the servant of the Father, who became so willing in his station in life to ransom his people from all their deadness and from all their cruelness. And that servant of the Father is Christ Jesus himself. And then there it says, that thy will may be done. Well, those disciples, they could not do it perfectly, thy will. No, they desired it, but they could not come to that place. But when it came to the servant of the Father, then he had fulfilled all things perfectly. He had done everything for the salvation of the church. And he had merited a full and a free salvation. And he had given unto him all of that people eternal life. Thus, when he says here, that I will fully and faithfully. Does that ring in our hearts? Can I willingly and faithfully do the will of the Lord? Then we miss. Then we miss it, congregation. Because he says that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully. As who? As the angels do in heaven. Let us sing Psalter 32. Psalter 32. Lord, hear the right, regard my cry, my prayer from lips sincere. Send thy approval from on high, my righteousness make clear. Thou in the night my heart hast tried, nor found it turned from thee aside. Psalter 32. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he says, and to perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. When we read that, congregation, then yes, the angels are perfectly right in all that they do. With the elect angels, there is no doubt of them, of that they behold God face to face, and that they may serve as ministering spirits, no sin, no sorrow, but they may honor and glorify God. But then if we take the angels in heaven, yes, that's perfect. But then Christ also, but he was perfect even coming upon this earth. And when he came upon this earth, then he paid the full price to redeem a sinner. And then we have to say, if there was no blood, there would be no hope. If there was no blood, there would be no expectation. But through his blood, there is a way to escape the wrath to come. And that blood washes and cleanses from all sin. And when a sinner may realize something of that, then they have a longing, willingly and faithfully, as the angels do in heaven. They have that longing, but they cannot perform. They cannot honor and glorify God perfectly. No, the Lord has not promised his people two heavens. He has promised them the eternal life, that they would look unto him and that he would fulfill all things for them. And now, this, when it speaks about willingly, faithfully, as the angels do in heaven, well, by doing the will of God, sincerity is seen. It can be, even with man, with God's people here upon the earth, that they long and that they desire for that, that it flows out of their heart. But here it is in part. Paul said to the church of Corinth that here we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Here we know in part, but then it shall be perfect, and then to see him as he is. And thus, congregation, when we think of it, what this is saying, willingly, faithfully, as the angels do in heaven. Christ said in Matthew 7, by their fruits ye shall know them. And can good fruit grow on an evil tree? No. And can bad fruit grow on a good tree? No. By their fruits ye shall know them. And thus when Christ had said that, then our will is corrupt. And God is right and just, perfect and holy in all of his ways. And God's will that is spread out over the length and breadth of the earth. And his salvation that is spread out. We are privileged that we may have the truth. But that truth is not this building. The truth is the Word of God. And now that truth, that has to be spread out over the length and breadth of this earth. And then they shall come from the four winds and bow before him. God's will is to show forth glory and praise to his name. The devil has a will too, congregation. And the devil's will is to drag people to hell. Yeah. That's the devil's will. And he continues, and he tries to obstruct the church of God. He tries to get them to turn from their evil ways, and he presses on that those who have the fear of God, that they would renounce that. But they can't be. Oh, they may fall, but they cannot live in sin. He presses them to forget self and to go on. And Christ said he's a liar from the beginning. And now, as the angels in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Christ said in Matthew 26, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Do you realize what that is? That's God speaking to God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, there Christ was, and he had sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. And then he says, O my Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me. And it was not possible. But he had taken that cup, and he had drunk all right to the last drop. And if he had not finished it, then there still would be no salvation. But there is salvation for the greatest of sinners. Congregation, what an example. And then to think of what Christ had done perfectly, completely, that he had paid the price to redeem his church. He said, by their fruits ye shall know them. What are the fruits on the tree of our lives? What do we see there? And what takes place? Oh, by nature, we are against it. By grace, then there's a longing in the soul. Thy will be done. And then they long that God may be honored and glorified. And now may we come so far to bend our knees before him who is holy, who is righteous, who is just, who is that perfect Savior. He paid it all. He has given this prayer. And in that prayer, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, oh, may it truly be in our lives, that it may flow out to God be the glory, now and forever. If that may be poured out in the soul, then there is a spark of that true faith in the heart, and true faith desires to honor, to praise, and to glorify God. Amen. Lord, it is at the end of this Sabbath day that we draw nigh unto thee. Thou art so worthy to receive all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Oh, look upon us yet further, Lord, and grant unto us that thy name may be glorified, and that our desire is thy will be done. Remember each one in their daily work this week. Bless them in the calling that each one is placed at, and give each one a prayer to sigh unto thee, that thou would remember them for time and for eternity. Lord, be merciful, be gracious, be long-suffering unto us, and give in this week all that is needed to do the labors that are before each one of us. We ask this alone in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us conclude with Psalter 432, the stanzas 1 and 2. Psalter 432, 1 and 2. God Jehovah reigns. His are all domains, tremble at his word. Peoples who have heard of the power of him, who mid cherubim his great throne has taken, let the earth be shaken. 4:32, 1 and 2. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.